Good morning. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. It's 9:00. It's our monthly township meeting, February 11th. We have public comment. I think we have a person that wants to speak.
Good morning. I'm Patty Nepoth, your Register of Deeds for Antrim County. I've actually been in the office for a total of 33 years, been your register for 20. I am running again for reelection this year, but that's not my main reason for coming this morning. I wanted to give you a heads up that our office has just started a back scanning project, which means we're going from 1970 all the way back to the 1800s, so I'm very excited about that. Then we will start indexing that so it will be available for public. We work real closely with Amy Genema. She's got 24/7 access to our system to do her job for you. So I'd like to just put a face with a name for anybody that doesn't know me. And if you have any questions, please contact me at the office. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Yes. How are you scanning that? Are you having a company do that?
I had a U.S. Imaging come in, and they were in for a total of 3 days so far.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very neat. They were doing a 24/7. There was three different computer systems, big maps. I had plats and condos that were being scanned in. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Vince?
Vince Cooper, Elk Rapids Township. I just wanted to bring, I guess, something up to attention that kind of made me a little upset. The last set of zoning regulations that you guys passed, the way it was, I guess, put out in the newspaper through the Planning Commission, I didn't agree with the way it was done. So just, you probably didn't even see it but or missed it. The Planning Commission put it out as their special meeting, and they just had bullet points of what the resolutions were, or what, you know, like the title of Resolution A, B, C. And it didn't give you any meat to the, there was nothing in there about the resolution. But then after the township passed it in the paper, the, I don't know, would it be the next week, next month? I mean, you guys, it printed everything out in the resolution in the paper. I mean, like, or what it, you know, what the, what it was, basically. And so I thought that was a little shady, I guess, in a way. It's kind of like trying to hide something. I know it's probably not, it was just a miss, missed or something. I don't know.
It was an expense thing.
Well, so I have a comment on that, too, because my next thing is that I'd like to see the township, with your meetings being at 9:00 in the morning, now, and they have been for a little while. And I know this has come up before, but I'm pretty sure it came up before when you guys were meeting in the evening, about adding more to your meeting minutes in the paper. Milton Township seems to do a pretty decent job, you know, giving a little more about what you guys up here are talking about. I think it gives the public a better idea of where you guys are standing on things, you know, because right now it's just basically bullet points. And I know the last time it was brought up, it became a expense issue, which is negated by the fact that you did it the second time after you passed it. And if you were after you passed it, I mean, that would have been fine if it just said the bullet points. And when you guys were discussing it at the planning meeting, had it written out in the paper. I mean, if that's the, I know you can go online and you can look stuff up, but the paper's the, your big record.
Vince, you can listen to the whole meeting.
Yeah, well, I have
word for word.
I have three little kids, and that's not gonna happen. I mean, the paper, unless you're saying that the one online is the one you're supposed to go to, but I mean, the one in the paper is the one that everybody looks at and reads. I mean, sorry.
Right, but if you got questions and clarifications, the one that she sends the paper, you can listen to us. You can listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
Type of things, yeah. For clarification.
Or it says you can contact me for a full set of minutes.
Right. So, in the Planning Commission's defense, they did have that in the paper that you could come down here and get the thing, which I did, and unfortunately you were gone and nobody knew.
Oh.
And they were like, they looked at me like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? You want me to find what? And I'm like, well, it said to come down here to get this. So then I couldn't even, so then I had to come to the meeting, get it, try to read it, try to understand it. So that way I could be like, hey, what the, you know, what is all of this? But anyway, what I'd like, I mean, I'd like the planning commission to, I guess before you pass something, I mean, it just, I don't have the papers because I recycled them, but to just lay it out beforehand, I mean, because it was almost like you did it backwards. Like it was like, oh, here's the bullet points of what the, you know, the planning commission, here's the bullet points of the resolution, but there's nothing to it. And then after you passed it, oh, here's what it is type thing. It just seemed.
Bill, would you explain why we have to do the full?
It's not full.
No, I
know. Long shot.
Right. No, it's not by any means, but there was more in the paper.
Any commission published first is all that's required by statute.
Right.
If a person is interested in it, you're supposed to look online, come down like you did, and get copies of it, talk to somebody. It's just a notice. Here's what we're going to have a hearing on.
Right.
Okay. The second one that you did, I drafted, okay?
Yep.
I'm at a position, and I believe that I want to give a little more. I want to do what the purpose of it is, so
right.
You know about it, and so the public knows about it. I want more. I didn't publish at all.
No,
because
you can't.
There was a lot of it. I published paragraph headings, probably, is what I did without looking at it, and then the purpose of it. But I did that, and I do that for notice for the general public. If you want more, you still got to go online to get
right.
it, or you got to come down and get copies of it, because
right.
that even that is a summary.
Right.
And I say in the bottom of the publication that it's a summary.
Right. Yes. And it was, but it was after the fact, so it's already been passed. So you can't really, I can't come down here and be like.
More than statutory is what I'm saying.
No, I realize that you did more, but if you're gonna, I guess what I'm getting at is because you did more, I'd like to see that before the resolution is passed. So if you're, I mean, if that's your, I guess, standard operating procedure.
That wasn't a resolution, that was a zoning ordinance amendment. And most
right.
of those zoning ordinance amendments were just housekeeping anyway. There wasn't any major changes there.
Right.
Usually, and you'll see Milton Township and all the rest are going to the summary on
which,
what they're doing. Right now they're changing, you look at the, tonight, they're changing ag to R1. And all you've got there is tax numbers.
Right.
Okay? So you've got to go look them up.
Yeah.
And that's the zoning ordinance amendment.
No, I get it. Government wants to hide what it's doing. It doesn't matter what.
Property descriptions.
Right.
It would take pages in the newspaper.
No. Yeah, I know that. But it doesn't hurt to give a little more in the newspaper, which is your public record. That's your.
But we could also argue what's an offense. I mean, the bottom line is this. You can go to the minutes online, or you can come in and get the whole ordinance and review it. But what we try to do is just give a taste, and this has been our practice for several years. We haven't changed practices. So, I mean, I'm sorry that you felt we were shortchanging you, but you had access to that information if you really wanted it.
Right. So, and the other thing is that the 9 a.m. meetings are really more for your guys' benefits and not for the public that you guys serve. That's just my, I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, 9 o'clock in the morning. I guess I know you got an answer for that too, because I've heard it 100 times, but it's just
a lot of boards meet in the morning, and a lot of our professional services prefer that. And if we ever have to have a special meeting, we can, but we've been doing it for over 3 years,
right?
And it seemed to be pretty effective. So, and we really haven't, have we had any complaints?
No. And before we made the decision to try it, we looked at how many people came to our meetings.
No, I know. I was here for the first one that you guys did and
yeah.
listened to it all. So
okay.
But anyway.
For instance, there's an informational meeting, and you
tonight
know, instead
at
of
6:30.
Having it right here, right, we're having it in the evenings. Anything that we know people are going to want to attend, we really try to make that available to them.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd just like to see you guys, you know, you guys, for the most part, I think, do a pretty good job. It was just that was, I don't, it,
kind of,
high, you know, it was like a switcheroo, and I know it wasn't intentional, it was just the way it appeared. So, and I know it was just a housekeeping thing, because I went to the planning commission. But, yeah, I mean, I got my own feelings on all that anyway, so. But, anyway, keep up the good work, and just like to see you guys, you know, try to stay in front of everything, you know.
Thanks.
It is good to hear from people like that. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Any other public comment? We'll move on to approval of the meeting agenda. Do we have any changes that need to be made to the agenda? Okay, not hearing any, I would entertain a motion.
I move to approve the meeting agenda.
Do we have support?
I'll support.
We got support. Discussion, excuse me, discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We'll note that we have a full board. Not picking on you, Dick. Or Aaron.
Yeah, you are.
No names will be.
Okay, we'll move on to consent agenda. Is there anything here that needs to be changed? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Okay, do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay, support. Any further discussion? We'll do a roll call vote.
Roll call, Holtz?
Yes.
Eisenhart?
Yes.
Schmansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes.
Motion carries. We'll move on to the sheriff report and commissioner report. Not seeing the sheriff here, we'll just run through quickly. We had 8 911 checks, 3 alarms, 4 car deer accidents, 3 general assist, 7 medical call, 6 personal injury, 10 traffic stops, for a total of 54 calls for the month of January. Any questions on that? We'll move on. Ambulance department, MMR.
Okay, for the month of January for the village and in the township of Elk Rapids, they had 19 calls for service and there was 18 transports. Wasn't that bad a month.
No, they're pretty much been on schedule with what they've planned.
Two of the busiest days in the month were Sunday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Anything further on MMR? Okay, we'll move on. Fire Department, Chief Williamson.
Good morning. We had 8 incidents that we responded to last month in January. A little breakdown is on the back. It's been fairly quiet. We had a couple of car accidents and some EMS assists, but nothing major, which is how we like it. Still at 18 for our staff numbers. Everything's in pretty good order over there. We're still dealing with the compressor issue, but other than that, we're doing well. We did start a Firefighter 2 class over there this last week, and we have one student from EFR, our ERFT, and that'll complete. Everyone on our roster will be at least Firefighter 2 certified after that class, so that'll be nice. Rescue boat is ongoing. We have ordered it and should be here this spring. We've started getting all our guys to their annual physicals. I think Vince had his this morning. I gave you guys a budget to look through. Don't know if you've had a chance to look at that. I submitted it to the fire board. They had some questions, so we have a follow-up fire board meeting. I believe it's the 27th that I got to answer a few questions for. And so that's where that stands at the moment. They tabled the budget till then. And just to let you know, we had elections in January, and it was our second lieutenant position was available this year, and Sean Fitzgerald won the election, so we're recommending Sean for that lieutenant position. Sean's been with us for 10 years. He's a great asset to us. He actually is moving back right into town over here, and so it'll be nice to have another guy around close by. And then we had to reschedule. We're doing a happy hour for a cause over at Pearls. That's February 27th, and that's going to benefit our memorial that we want to build here this spring. So that's all I have.
Did you say you rescheduled that?
Yeah, it was originally scheduled for last Thursday, but there was a scheduling conflict but we didn't advertise it. That was the problem, is we couldn't advertise it. We didn't have the artwork back from the printer on time, so we rescheduled it so we could advertise it better. And we're going to put it up on the chamber. We're going to have it in the chamber newsletter and hopefully on the great sign. And
We've got a window here, too.
Oh, perfect.
We've got
okay.
A community window for that.
I've already got the artwork, so we're good to go for this one. So.
Good.
Is there anything new on the boat?
I have not had an update on a delivery day, no. So it's ordered, POs through, it's good to go, but it's being made in France, I believe, and shipped here, so.
And you will get that, that'll be paid for through this year's budget?
Yep, we did the budget amendment for that, yeah, we're good to go. Actually, it came in about $4,000 less than what we anticipated, so we'll have a little bit of extra left there.
Still. I was wondering if there was still some more to be paid when I saw that.
That's well, we're hoping that. We're hopefully be able to reuse all our old stuff, the inflation system, the mount, the arch. It should be an identical boat, so we're hoping we'll be able to reuse all that. But I did leave a little room to play there if we have to. We might have to have the marina down here mount the motor.
But I was so. Getting asked, when we looked at the original pricing on the boat, it was more, and that's why I was wondering if that was the full shot.
There was an option that was included in that we felt we didn't need. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So and they gave us a discount, which we didn't anticipate at first either. They didn't tell us, and so I wrote a letter to the company on our letterhead, and they gave us a 10% discount. So.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
The board have any other questions for Ken?
What's the memorial project?
That's we're going to build a walkway from the sidewalk up to the flagpole of bricks, and anyone that's 15 years of service or more will get their name on one of those bricks. And then we're building a bench, or we're going to buy a bench, and it's going to be at the end of the walkway right by the flagpole there to memorialize those that have left us too soon. And we have a firefighter that died in the line of duty back in the early 80s. And we were going to put Tom Emerson's name on that bench as well. And then there's room for a couple more. So for those that left us too soon, basically.
All right, anything else? Okay, thanks, Ken.
What?
Do we want to make a motion to accept the recommendation?
Oh, yeah.
For Sean?
Yeah. I'll move to accept the recommendation from the chief for making Sean Fitzgerald second lieutenant.
Do we have support?
Support.
Okay. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The only other question I'd have is, does anybody want at this point, while we have Ken up here, talk about his budget? Is there any questions on his budget at this point? I assume you've all reviewed it.
And it was just an education process with the fire board, I believe, is it? So we're just going to have to do a little better job. I was new at it. So I got some backup information from Shelley on the insurance was their big question, and then the compressor issue was their two big issues. So,
yeah, you might just touch on the compressor deal for the board as far as the capital outlay.
Okay. Well, you guys notice there's quite a rise in the capital outlay. But that is offset by income above it of $21,500. $15,000 we should get from the tribe. Milton Township has pledged $5,000 towards the compressor. And there was another $1,500 in there. I can't remember where that came from, but I think we got like 21.5 coming in revenue to offset that. So that will reduce, you actually have to reduce that capital number by that amount. I think that brings us into a few thousand less than what we spent this year. So.
And, excuse me, but you're comfortable with the insurance answers you've got?
Yes, yes. It was basically how it was allocated. So it's all I got to do is explain that to them, and I think they're good with that. And and I just have to do a better job of explaining how nice it is to have a compressor here to be able to fill bottles, because every time we use a bottle, even if we take a couple breaths out of it, we have to fill it back up. And Milton uses it. Whitewater Township uses it. I figure we do at least a couple hundred bottles a year easy. And they did the math on it that it would take 1,000 bottles to pay for itself. So that's only 5 years. And we had that other one for 20-some years. So I think that's a pretty good. Plus, we're inconvenienced by not having bottles for the amount of time it takes to ship them out, have them filled and brought back, and then they charge us mileage and everything on top of that. So I think it's a good investment.
When will you know on the grant?
I think it's in June.
Okay.
Is the next 2% assessment. So, and then I'll go for the next winter one, too, if we don't get that one. So that'll still fall in the same budget year.
See, that I don't know if you said that and I mistook it, but the just so you understand, if he doesn't get the grant, he's going to pull back and wait for the next one.
Yes, and the tribe will be paying for half of it. It's a 50-50 grant thing, so I think it's pretty nice to get $17,000 of it out of the tribe. That'd be great. So it actually only costs us 10 or 12.
Any further questions?
Ted, is that list of people going on the BRIC available? See whose names were going on that?
I don't have it yet, no.
Okay.
But okay, I'll work on that.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay.
We'll move on to Township Sewer. Performance Engineering put together a analysis of our sewer rates. And we, as we've mentioned, each year we, in February, have to review our sewer rates. Mike provided some information on what the rates were. And I guess I'll let Mike at this time explain some of our shortfall as far as our repair and maintenance.
What we have is we haven't raised the rates since we started taking over on the sewer line. And that's about 3 or 4 years. What we have to do, we have to build up a reserve and replacement fund for the replacement of the pipeline. And when we discussed it with Performance and with all these grants, they want at least around $200,000 to $250,000 in reserve. We have currently right now only $34,000. And we talked for Performance, and I think it's time that we did a rate increase. They came back with the rate increase for operations and maintenance. The current rate is $15. It's going to go to $15.40. So there's a 40-cent increase there. And the main one is the repair and replacement reserve. But the current rate was $19.10. And that's going up to $19.75. Now, every year it goes up 10 cents, which is the administration charge from the village for preparing the bills and mailing them out. So the township increase that's going to start in April will be a whole $1.05 per month. Hopefully this will get us another $10,000 in reserves, and by the end of next year we should almost have $85,000, so another year or so of that we'll be getting closer to the goal, or to what we want to keep in reserve and for our repair and replacement. As you know, Birch Lake Sewer is, what, over 30-some years old? And I think we've been blessed that we haven't had any major failures in the pipeline that we have to fix. But the increase was necessary, and I don't think it's that far out of line.
Well, Mike, we've also been doing repairs along the way, so that's what's been kind of tapping us, because we would have had more, but I don't know the exact numbers. But the last 2 years, we've invested some monies into repairs, and we feel we're in pretty good shape. But we've got a couple of repairs this year, so I'm not challenging your number. We may not quite hit the 80 number if we have to invest some more money this year on some of the different things that they want to fix. And it's just basically, we're trying to get it in a position where we're not repairing, we're just maintaining. And I don't see any big expenditures from what Brad and Aaron have mentioned, but I just wanted to kind of quantify that 80 may not be exact, might be 70-some thousand because of what we may have to expend in a year of 2020. But we want to maintain it. And yes, we do need to get toward that 200-250 number. And that won't cover the whole pipeline by any means, but it gives us a position where we could do sectional replacements. And hopefully we aren't, you know, approaching a whole pipeline. I also want to mention there's going to need to be some repairs and maintenance on the lift station at the townships. We need to be aware of that. And we've had some estimates on that that are pretty hefty. But I think we can hold off on that for a while because we do need to build this fund up. So I would encourage folks to support this because we're running pretty thin, in my opinion. Does anybody have questions? We do have a resolution prepared, so I would entertain a motion. Do you want to read that, Shelley? Or do we need to?
If you want me to, I will.
This is the resolution, basically, right?
No. Right, next page.
Sorry.
Next page.
You don't have to read it. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew what it was.
It's a rate resolution, and it includes the new things, but everything old and existing that we have already too, like our benefit charge and our trunkage fee. So it's a copy of our previous resolution, but with the slight updates. Resolution 2020-2.
So I would entertain a motion if everyone's ready.
I'll move to approve resolution 20-22.
Support.
We have support. Further discussion. We wanted to get this done because we need to print this. What is our 30-day lag? Before we can actually enact it, and Mike would like to have it come in for April 2020, so it's on our beginning of our next year. So that's part of the purpose now. But is there any other questions or discussion? Okay, better do a roll call vote, please.
Mm-hmm. Roll call, Eisenhart.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Holtz.
Yes.
Motion passes. Is there anything further on Township Sewer? The only thing I want to mention is there is a special information meeting for sewer proposal on Karen Highway tonight, February 11th at 6 p.m. And we're hoping to have a good turnout. It is just information. We're proposing a plan that would involve a trunk line and then potentially maybe some equipment for homeowners that would be owned by the homeowners. But that's kind of just going to be a discussion point. But the main thing is the pipeline running from basically Maple Harbor area to near Herman Road. So I'm hopeful we have a good attendance. And we hope to have a couple of these meetings so that we can get some information and feedback. So if there's nothing else on Township Sewer, we'll move on to Maple Grove Cemetery. Shelley and I have been working on naming of the roads, trails, whatever you want to call them, in the cemetery, because obviously we found that there were some directional problems in giving directions and identifying the roadways. So we'd come up with some names. We worked with Performance. They did the drawing for us, and so Shelley and I put some names on there. Obviously, there's some other options if people choose something different. We could certainly talk about this is what we're proposing at this point, so I'm interested in feedback. Shelley, you have something to answer?
Yeah, right away we were wondering where to start with road names out there, and I was thinking names, but that wasn't going to work just because of the, you never know who, you know, they don't want to be, anyhow. Then we thought trees that were indigenous to the area, and I have a whole list that was provided to me from Karen Szymanski, but we already use a lot of those names right here in the village. Cedar, elm, you know, all of that. So then we were kind of back to the drawing board, and this when Dorrance and I sat down and talked, we said, well, what about fruit trees? Because that's, you know, we've got a lot of that in our area. That's what we're known for, too. So we jumped off with that for the three different sections. And our New North section, I've kind of put them on there, what we were looking at. And actually, this was a funny conversation between Dorrance and I, because some of these names, oh yeah, and everybody knows this and everybody knows that, and it's like, no, only you farmers know these names, so.
And this was Shelley's idea, I want to add.
Yeah, it was.
I just picked up on it.
And we came with some of these names, and it was like, I don't even know what that is, but we grow those all the time. Everybody knows these things. And so this was fun. So our New North section is for pears, and when the main connection is pear tree, and then we have Bosch and Bartlett. And then the Old North section, which is right next to that, we went with cherries. So the main circle in the middle was sweet cherry, and then there were Sam's, Queen Anne, Bing, Gold, and Ulster. Ulster? Mm-hmm. Anybody? Anybody else? Okay, thank
I've
you.
I've never met Sam Cherry.
You never met Sam either? So.
Where is?
And tell then, me more, Dorrance.
Then Old
real?
South,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Old South, we did apples. So the main section in that, the circle, is Apple Blossom, Honey Crisp, Gala, Ida Red, Rome, and Empire. There was a lot more roads than we realized.
A question I have, how did anybody find a grave before?
Oh, without... no kidding. Surely from my expert directional.
That tree.
Yeah. That tree, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it was, this is going to be really good. It's really a good start for our project, too. Let's, you know, we're trying to make Maple Grove, you know, easier to navigate and just a better place. So, you know, we didn't get our full project, but this is just a good start for us to begin on our own.
I didn't think there was that many roads in here, like
you
said.
That's what I mean.
But, Shelley, don't you think Honeycrisp should take the larger road instead of Apple Blossom?
Apple Blossom.
Apple Blossom is the motif.
Okay.
We are up for, yeah, for suggestions.
I get it.
We're just throwing it out there. Yeah. That's why we listed all this other stuff. Somebody's got
it. Yeah, on to the right, you'll see other names there that I had to talk Dorrance out of.
Yeah. Honestly, we went for the very short names, so there's less writing and less explanation,
yeah,
and easier to spell.
The very north road.
Are we in pear?
That's pear, yeah.
We're in pear.
Yeah.
Bosch pear?
Bosch, B-O-S-C-E-L.
No H?
Yeah.
Is it B-A or B-O?
B-O.
B-O-S-C?
Oh, yeah, see on the sign it says B-A.
Yeah, that's wrong.
How do you spell it, Dorrance?
It is B-O-S-A-C. And you're asking the wrong guy.
How do you pronounce it?
Bosch.
Bosch.
Wow. I wish you wouldn't have caught that. Now I struggled with a lot of names, but we were really trying to make it
I think it's really neat. Yeah.
Simple.
So just nice. Are we actually going to pay for and put up signs?
Yes.
Really, it's been very difficult for Shelley to, you know, you've got to realize, well, just go out there and you'll find it. That doesn't work. So, I mean, we're trying to kind of focus in on maybe a little more organization.
This is really the less expensive way to do this because, in my mind, I would rather go out there and enter a road and hit a button on a thing and have a nice grid lit up for all of these things with their numbers on it and names so that people would be able to find things. That's not a thing. But wouldn't that be cool? See?
We have budgets.
You're thinking into the future, Shelley. Yeah. Long ways.
Also, this cemetery is large.
It is huge.
It is. You know, it's 20 acres roughly.
Well, and if you got to find somebody, if there's an accident or something out there and Ken's got to go out there, I mean, now you can find somebody.
And very honestly, there's a couple of roads out there that may not be as descriptive as you might think, and that's going to be our next challenge is trying to get them, you know, because we talked about a couple different loops that I really didn't remember being there.
You know, can't even see them, like.
Yeah. So that's part of trying to get it organized a little more.
This is a good start.
I mean, if we've got heartburn with any names, really, it's not going to offend me. I mean, Vince is a farmer. He knows all these names. So, I mean, they're not.
Vince, Ulster? Ulster?
Ulster. Van.
What's that?
Van. It's only three letters.
Yeah, that's. Van would be good. Believe me. Didn't we use Van?
No.
We didn't.
Is it on the list?
Yeah, it should be.
It's not.
It's not.
What is it?
But he's right. Van is a dark sweet cherry.
Oh.
I mean, I really, if you want to change it to Van, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I'm just.
The road sign guy charged by the letter?
It's just easier to come up with short names. I mean, we got a lot of other options that are much longer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and I was just teasing with the name. I mean, I think what we have is fine.
Yep.
The oldest little hardy giant.
Hardy giant?
Yeah.
What fruit is that?
Sweet cherry.
Oh,
yeah, there's.
Does that go with the Queen Anne?
You're going to need bigger posts.
Nah.
Yeah. Bigger posts.
Stick with Sam.
Like I said, if somebody wants, got a heartthrob for one, say now.
Yeah, so this is just a suggestion, but if we like it, I mean, we can get going on looking at costs.
We'd like a solution today, if you've got hurt feelings.
Do you want a motion to go ahead and name the streets?
Yes, that's what we're looking for.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I want to get it. I don't want to waste any more time arguing over names because
we could
throw this around.
I'll make a motion to accept the.
Are you accepting it as is?
As is.
Oh, okay, super. No changes?
No changes.
Oh, wow. You've made the motion.
I'll support.
Okay, we have support.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think these will be duplicated, and our concern was not that we would have 911 calls out there or anything like that.
Has anybody checked that?
That's why we went with the fruit names, basically. Because we couldn't think of any here. And actually, I was talking with Bert, and Bert said, for God's sakes, don't name any more maple, cedar, you know, and that. Because he said, and I just said, okay.
Well, and actually, we have a process. So we'll send these to the road commission and.
Okay, because
maybe equalization.
They may. There may be a match, and they may come back, and we might have to change one. But we thought this would be our first swing.
Okay.
Yes?
I have a question. Is this grid an actual representational grid of where the plots are?
It's a satellite view.
Squares
here. Yeah, satellite view.
They may not be exact. It's as close as we can get.
Well, that's going to be part of it.
It doesn't mean they're actually there.
Yeah, this is what was,
They might have moved underground or something. I'll let Shelley speak to that one.
That was in the funding that we did not get support for.
Right.
Yes.
The first item in the funding, right?
Right.
We're trying to come up with a little better plan so that we can have it a little more organized to go back and maybe readdress that because obviously we still have the same concerns. So we've got a motion on the table, and is there further discussion? Dick, Aaron, Mike?
Looks really good.
Shelley?
Good.
Shelley and I beat it to death, so I mean, we're good. Okay, do you want to do a roll call or just straight up motion?
I think straight up.
Okay. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, folks. We'll see how this runs and if we have any duplication. Okay, we're going to move on. Our fiscal year budgets for review. I know you have them in your packets. We've, I think, already got the answer on the fire. We know what the ambulance budget is, obviously, every year, so I don't think there's any discussion there. Is there any question?
Yeah, so, I got a question.
Okay.
On the revenue side, swamp tax.
Yeah.
Guy, it'd be you, Dick, to figure that one out.
Just asking.
70, I asked the same thing. Nobody gives me a decent answer. I just, they sent me a check for 72 bucks.
I'll Who's take they? It.
State of Michigan.
County. Or well, it comes from the county.
Really?
It's like, the way I understand it, okay, it's like it's a lot of state property here. They send what they calculate to be a tax. And then if it's all swamp, they also send a reimbursement to the township of some sort. I don't know how it's calculated or based on what amount, but you get a check, right? And I don't know how they classify it.
That's the state for you. They decide what they're going to give you.
I've missed that over the last 3 years I've been here. Sorry.
Well, I think we've had it, not when you've been on the board, but when I started, I wondered what it was because I thought somebody was paying tax on just swamp and it was pretty cheap. And they explained that it was and it was coming from the county. So I never had an understanding of it, very honestly. Mike, I would like to have you explain that we are putting away money for this building, kind of what
we're Yes, doing we are.
And also what you're doing to invest the money. So that
it's all going to be starting on in April 1st. Most of the reserve, or all the reserves are going to be in the Michigan class funding, which is pooling all the investments, a lot of money together to get a better interest rate. We have those reserves set up as separate accounts, and when it comes time to distribute this year's taxes, what's going to happen when, and as of April 1st, when I get the beginning balance, whatever we have, what our budget is, I'm going to transfer from the current collection to match that number with a little bit of leeway. And the rest of all the money is going to go to Michigan Class Fund for reserves that we have mentioned in our budget. And anytime we need to spend it, we're not going to spend that at all until it's needed. And that can be transferred over within one day to the general fund if we have like a major project or expense.
So you have one holding account for all reserves.
Well, it's one account is Michigan class, but there's different subtitles.
Right.
Yeah, because we do have the fire budget. We have a reserve there. They can't be the same.
No, correct. It has to be separate.
Because that's a
and
different millage.
Road reserve.
The road is in there. Hearth is in there. This building is in there. And it's going to be
the sewer.
The sewer replacement is going to go in there.
What do you figure you're picking up, a percent or so? I know you told me, I forgot.
On what?
On the investment.
It's more than a percent because they pool millions of dollars together. It's better than, you know, like Alden Bank or any of these other small banks.
I just didn't want anybody to think, you know, we're building these reserves. The idea, obviously, you're going to be talking about some building expense coming up where we may be pulling out some, but we have to have these because of our budgets are so tight if we don't kind of plan for the future. Mike, finding a somewhere we can go with the money, maybe get a little more interest, I think is a good thing.
The county uses that Michigan class investments also. So it's approved in our in my investment report that the board has approved where I can invest the money into. So it'll be in a separate account where you two guys can't get at it.
So, and this is something...
Every time I come here, you guys are spending money.
And this is something he's starting this year, just so that's why I wanted to make sure everybody understood.
So in your first, in our budget report, or my treasurer's report for about April, you'll see another investment sheet behind it, and that's the money that'll be held in reserve, and what we have to spend will be in the regular township balances of the accounts.
So if you have any questions, right now is the time to fire away, but I wanted to bring that up.
I think that's a great plan.
Me too.
Yeah, I appreciate Mike looking into that.
Thanks for doing all that, because, so we're getting interest from everybody's money.
I've got to keep you guys in control.
It all starts with you and Andrew.
Every time Dick comes in here, he's spending money.
Well, he's going to be talking to you about that today.
Got to keep this stuff fixed.
Oh, I know. Preventive maintenance is the only type of maintenance.
So if everybody is, and you can still ask questions, but I would like to set up a budget hearing, and I'm going to lean towards Shelley. What was your thoughts on, would you like to do it before our next meeting, like 8:30?
Yes, because our next meeting, we have to adopt the budget.
Yeah, right.
Or we could adopt it at the budget hearing if we made it after that. I was hoping for the end of February, only because there is an election on March 10th, and we moved our March meeting to March 9th. So we're already going to be kind of askew there. And if you have any questions, that'll give me some time to work with Mike, too, and set these up. But end of February would be very helpful if you guys are available.
Would there be an opportunity even this week, Shelley, if there wasn't a lot of questions, come back in the morning for a budget hearing?
Yes, but we do have to publicize it. We have time to...
That's why I'm at. How much time would you need?
Well, to get it in the paper, I would need...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we can.
And taxes are due this Friday, so don't...
I know we've got everyone in town right now, and that's why I was...
But the beauty is that they've got the budgets, Dick, and if you have any questions, you can spell them out for us, and we can still address it if, you know, once you're back in the sunshine.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Do we want to think about them prior to our next meeting?
Yes.
That morning?
Oh.
I think that's what we did last year.
All right. But that's going to be...
March 9th.
March 9th, yeah. On a Monday.
Okay, so you want to do it the end of February?
I'd rather do it, yeah.
I'll be gone March 9th, so.
Okay.
I'll be gone.
It's up to you three.
It's up to you
three. You better make sure your budget's right, Doug.
Let me just load the calendar. I've got a situation.
Can we adopt the budget at a budget hearing if we have a full board?
You're going to have a special meeting after that.
After that?
Yeah, you would call a budget hearing, and then you'll have a special township board meeting.
Okay. Well, it really, I guess, doesn't matter. Dick's going to leave anyway, right?
Definitely number one. I've got, we'll just shoot up a date. I mean, what?
What's the last week in February?
25 through the 8th. You know, I'm kind of, you know, bind on that one. That week, and well, this week's going to be tough too, but.
This week will be not.
Yeah, let's wipe that one off.
All right, so the election is the 10th. If we do the budget hearing even after that with a special meeting following to adopt the budget.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can be like the second week in May.
Because our meeting's
in March. When do you come back, Aaron?
Not until the end of March, actually.
About when?
23rd.
Oh, we could do it this week, maybe. Maybe the 24th.
That sounds good to me. Would that work for you, the 24th of March?
Want me to verify?
Yeah. But that last week would be really good because,
you might still,
you know,
yeah.
Meeting, election, cleanup.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'm...
Because then our April meeting is on the 14th.
14th.
Yep. Yeah, that's a late one.
Day before. before tax day?
March 24th, we could do it, is 9 a.m.
So a hearing and then a special meeting?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's make sure Aaron's okay.
It's going to be tight. I got to see. She'll let me know here in just a second.
Would the end of the week be less tight?
What? I'm forgetting the dates exactly. I know I'm there for 3 weeks. So, got flights booked.
Want to come back to it?
Yeah, we can. We can move ahead. We'll come back when you get an answer. That's fine. Okay. Dick's going to have a lot to talk about. Governmental Center, the HVAC system evaluation. Dick had engineering firm in to evaluate building and maybe its potential needs. And I know he did an analysis himself a year ago for us to help us set up our reserve. And what we did is we've talked with the village and we've shared cost on hiring Nellis Engineering to come in and give us a written report on what their thoughts are, when and what the needs will be and the amounts. They looked at all the different parts of the building. And actually, I'm going to just turn it over to you, Dick, because you're certainly more experienced in this area to explain what we did.
Right, Mike. I did an overall reserve study for the entire facility last year. I had some experience in that in my career. I am not a mechanical engineer, so my abilities to address the longevity of some of the equipment we got here were not that good. I came up with a summary total of all the mechanical equipment here to have a replacement value of $140,000, as my memory serves me. The professional came up with $125,000, Nellis Engineering, Gary Nellis, this year. The only difference between my educated guesstimate and then the professional engineer's was that he believes the equipment has reached its life expectancy very soon, within the next few years. I gave it 8 to 10, which obviously reduced the amount of money it would be on an annualized basis when I came up with my final number. In other words, instead of allocating, I think I allocated $10,000 a year based on my 140 for actual usage. If you put it back through his test, the number would probably be more like 15 that we should be putting in there in the long haul for this stuff on an annualized basis. It would have raised the number about 5,000. But once again, all the equipment here is not going to all fail within the next 2 to 3 years. But what the mechanical engineer is telling us is that we need to up our game and get on the maintenance schedule here to make sure that we don't lose some of this stuff all at one time. And where this all came from is that the controller system that integrates the incoming air, the mixing air, the air conditioning, the boiler, and the air handlers up there is no longer functioning because it was put in as a early generation piece of equipment and it no longer will integrate with the digital systems. It stops working at Microsoft 7. So they have no way of controlling this stuff outside the building right now. And that was brought up by the DPW, and they were going to move ahead with a device that really I had no specification because they wanted to get something in there they could control from outside the building. Dorrance and I got involved, and I said, I think we should look further before we invest. The engineer on this controller system shows a budget of $20,000, not $10,000 that the village was proposing. So we need to go back to the engineer and get him to write a specification for what he believes is an accurate piece of equipment that will handle not only the old stuff we have, but the new stuff that we'll be replacing in the next 5 to 10 years. So in essence, the engineer's report puts a higher number on this. There's a piece of equipment we need right now. I mean, right now is concurrently we need to get estimates and an install price and date on this piece of equipment. Now, the village proposed a $10,000 piece of equipment. Well, I had no idea what it was. And nor was there a spec, so I propose that we put this through engineering. I want mechanical engineer to sign off on what we're doing before we start paying anything, which means we're going to have to pay the guy for his time.
Well, and basically what you're asking is to find out exactly what type of equipment we really need to address our issue.
Exactly.
And would you want him to put together specs for a bid? Is that what you're after?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we don't need to pay him to bid it out. I mean, we can put it out, or the village can put it out, but we need a specific specification, and we need at least one, or, you know, we at least need two numbers, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, because it could come in less. I'm sure he made sure that
engineers always overestimate. That comes in part of the program. But yeah, we needed a couple numbers on this thing. We need to get it installed. But, you know, hiring the guy that always has been doing this because says he needs a $10,000 piece of equipment is not the way I am schooled to do business.
No, I would think we'd want to have some specs, obviously.
Yes.
What's your thoughts, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a significant building, significant commercial equipment that you need an expert to tell us what we need. Put a plan together for us or to help assist in that plan. I agree 100%. The technology's changed so much that, yeah, I'm in 100% agreement. You got to do it right. You know, you got to. We could get different units, but you need somebody that can organize it, pull it together.
And he also is pointing out that there's some air compressor or HVAC units for air conditioning that are failing in their old technology under condenser units. He found a leak or something up there.
Yeah, that was kind of disturbing.
That
looks like a big expenditure. Again,
yeah, once again, our $30,000 a year will stay ahead of this, I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up to Mike because we're getting down to the dollars. We'll start screaming again.
Because we're going to be reserving and spending the reserve as we reserve it.
Well, we're 1 year in, so I'm hopeful we're, you know, with what I'm seeing
right,
here.
Because when this stuff starts going south, if the number's close to accurate on the control system, and we need one HVAC unit, we could easily, on our side of the tab, this year spend 15 to 20.
Did you hear that, Mike?
I did.
Trying to break the ice now.
Actually, I thought I heard la, 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 la.
I took my blood pressure pill.
I think Dorrance and I are going to also try to meet with Bill.
Yes.
On the village side to tell them that perhaps they're, whatever they allocated, 10 grand a year is not going to quite cut it. But this is ongoing and needs to be done.
You know, there's some other just miscellaneous expenses in here I see that are, you know, not a big number, but there's something that should be addressed. I think he did a really good job. I mean, it just tells us more about what we need to be looking at in this building.
Yeah, there's a water treatment system, conditioning water that's going through the hydronic system that apparently hasn't been looked at or done anything with for years. But just little odds and ends like that just cause bigger maintenance problems down the road.
Yeah, and I was going to share this with Bill yesterday, but he was not feeling well. So we talked about getting with him this afternoon, Dick and I, and kind of going through this so that we'll give him a copy of the report, obviously, because Dick just got it. And but I wanted to get it in front of the board so we kind of all are talking about the same thing, you know, because I don't think it's something, you know, you're gonna have to talk with this gentleman and see if he can get us some specs.
Right. I mean, I have no idea what the cost will be for the engineering services, but it's not going to be big. But I want an engineering specification to go out on the street with, just like Aaron would expect somebody to send an engineering spec to him to bid on. You got to have apples to apples. One guy said, oh, no, the ABC controller is the best. And the other guy says, no, I don't like those. It won't work part of your system, and it won't handle the new stuff. So then you get conflicting what to buy stories. So you got to have an apples to apples number.
Well, my guess is through time, we're going to be changing other parts out. So you got to have a system that will work
absolutely
with the
new. That time, according to this guy, is much shorter than I had envisioned in my report.
I'm really glad they did this, because this puts down in ink what we need to think about and plan for. I mean, obviously, the building's getting older. We've been lucky, you know, so far. I mean, it's not been bad, but we do need to plan for it. Well, this is just a board, I mean, questions, Shelley, Mike, Aaron, for Dick, I mean.
I don't know how familiar you guys are with Nealis Engineering, but they're, I'm super comfortable with them.
Are you?
Yep.
That's good to know, because I don't know, I wouldn't know them if they walked in.
We work with them quite often.
So they're very.
Yep, they do a large amount of the work you see going on in Traverse City, Munson, whatever, they're a long time.
And I got them from Performance.
So they're very credible, then?
Yep.
Okay, that's.
And, you know, for what it's worth, I think they are.
No, it's, you're in the business.
You're in a bit.
That's why I lean on you and Dick for this stuff.
I'll contact him and see what he says regarding getting a spec that we can get out on the street or get the village to approve, and we both go out, they go out on the street. I don't know whoever wants to administer that. I don't think it's necessary to have the engineer bid it out, but I mean, if that's what the village wants to do, we can do that.
In discussion, if you could ask him, maybe some contractors he'd recommend, that would, I think, be helpful as well. Is this something you do, Aaron?
We don't do mechanical.
Don't you?
But there's a number of good ones in town.
Is there? Maybe you could help Dick with that?
There's a guy that maintains the stuff here. I don't, his name is not on the top of my head, but, I mean.
Daryl?
The contractor that works for, independent contractor maintains the equipment here. Do you know who that is?
No, I know the DPW gentleman that takes care of everything.
Right, but when it is over his scope, there's a mechanical contractor. That's one of the guys I would like to get a number from for this proposed piece.
Oh, absolutely.
And then a couple, you know, one or two other ones.
Well, I feel good about this, because obviously Aaron has just recommended him as well, so at least I think you made a good selection, Dick, and thanks for putting this together, having them do it. I mean, this is something the board has for a planning process.
This, by the way, has no connection whatsoever to the leaking roof.
To the what?
To the leaking roof.
Separate problem.
Except for money.
Yeah.
See, I told you I got to control you guys.
Well, I just wanted to give you all the good news today, Mike. Have you got anything further or any questions for Dick? Okay. Anything on a date, Aaron?
Yes. So we fly back the 23rd, so the 24th will work. That's
perfect.
What you were talking about, right?
Yep.
At what time did we settle that?
Would 9 a.m. be okay?
Yep.
March 24th.
So I'm going to put this in the paper and post it, so it'll be a budget hearing at 9 a.m. and then a special meeting at 9:30.
Yep, that's fine.
Does that work?
This starts at 9?
Mm-hmm. Thursday.
No, it's a Tuesday. Okay, so meeting set for the 24th of March, 9 a.m., followed up by 9:30 for a special meeting. Okay, we'll move on. Anything further on the government center? Any other questions, anything? Okay, we'll move on. Traverse City, the Charlevoix Trail. I'm sure that you've looked at the flyer, but obviously they're working on routing, identification, and then also something about some renaming or maybe some changing of the names. I'm not sure, but I don't have anything else other than what I've got here. Do you have anything else, Shelley?
I do not.
And I'm assuming we'll be hearing more probably as time goes on. Okay, any questions on that? Okay, we'll move on. Board review. We have an organizational meeting Tuesday, March 3rd at 5 p.m. And our assessment appeals will be Wednesday, March 11th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Thursday, March 12th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Those will be our two meeting dates. So if anyone has questions, they should come into those two dates. And there is not, you can't set up an appointment. It's first come, first serve basis. But normally we don't have too big of a rush. So those are our dates.
Those assessments should be out by the end of February per Carlene.
Yes.
That's your white piece of paper that says this is not a tax bill. Do not throw that out.
Read it.
Yes. Then when your taxes go up because of the state of Michigan, you won't call me and blame me for raising your taxes.
And also there should be, a flyer in there about our ongoing assessing?
That was already in the winter tax
bill. Winter tax. Yep. But there will be, I'll mention it again, in the spring we have another 700 or 800 parcels to visit. And
does that complete the list?
That will complete it. And also in those parcels, I'll mention, will be non-taxable parcels, but we have to measure and visit so that we have a record. So I just want to make clear to everyone, all parcels will be completed by probably July.
Churches are you this year?
Churches, everything.
Yes. Schools.
Schools. But then we'll start another cycle that goes on. Carlene will be visiting 20% each year randomly to update what we've already updated, because that's in the code that she has to follow. So I just want everyone to know there'll always be each year somebody visiting some parcels in our township. We've tried to keep that message out so that people realize that they could have visitors.
Where's the last group? It's the village?
You know, I'm not really clear. There is some village, but I'm assuming. But most of that, well, I shouldn't say most. A large portion of that group is our non-taxable properties, because they've held off on that toward the end. So wherever those are.
So the most correction of inaccuracies has already happened.
Yes, I would say we're through the big piece of it.
Okay.
But it's amazing. We've had a really good response to the people that are using it. We're still working with the village to try to get this, I won't have the proper terms, maybe you can help me with that, so that people can come on the township site and go to the village site to see their taxes. Now there's a glitch yet that they can't go from one to the other, Mike?
They can't go from one to another because we're on separate systems, BSNA systems. If we were on the same thing, because we use different general ledger packages. So that's what we're trying to find a link between the two.
So, I mean, it's all available, village or township. It's just how you get there.
I mean, you can go on the township website, and it has all the village Carlene information on there.
Yeah.
The only thing we got to pick up from the village people or the village side is their taxes. So when you look up the taxes, you'll see 2019 village summer and winter.
Is there some IT guy that can hook that across?
Well, it's got to get working with the village.
We're hoping. Yeah.
Okay. It can be linked together.
Okay, anything further on board review? We'll move on. Attorney's report.
Attorney's report for February. I would note that you've seen the Sheriff's Department reported 54 events. Last year there were 75. 54 is more in the norm over the last 10 years. That's where we used to have. Last year was extremely high for some reason. Nothing new on farmland and open space to report. On Wilcox Park, there's been no change. That means nothing has been recorded, but I believe that property has tax bills. Notification for the Board of Review has been sent out to them, so they will be receiving a tax bill for 2020. And they know it. They said they would be paying it. Planning Commission, nothing new to report. I will take incidents at the next meeting, I'll have a note to tell them what you said. So if it's at all possible, do a little bigger summary on their publications. Most of the time, they do this. Most of the time, you notice that was just because it was just, it was so large, and it was so amending so many sections, just to tweak it, basically, is what it was doing.
Yeah.
So Frank Mighty's nothing, well, as Dick indicated earlier, most of the Frank Mighty population is being washed away. And on that, I would note that we heard from the Antrim Road Commission last month, there is a bill pending, it's passed the Senate already, that would allow temporary erosion control without a permit for the Great Lakes. This thing, it must, there's all kinds of conditions, meaning you must go back and get a permit, and it must be the type of materials and the type that would normally be installed.
Doesn't it have to be classified like an emergency or something?
There is classifications on that.
I'm not sure how you reach that.
Property owners authorized to construct temporary erosion controls during times of high water without a permit. There's specific guidelines, specific heights of the water, approved materials, notification of the DNR, the structure, location, and type, and the amount used of materials, and specific timelines for permanent permits, applications, and removal of any temporary structure are all in the statute. There's all kinds of
So you can go around Eagle. You don't have to wait for Eagle.
If this passes, it's at the House now.
I would warn you, you won't be going around them. Okay. I think you want to reclassify that one. You'll be going through them, but you might get a little faster track.
But you've got to go back and apply.
That's my understanding.
Nothing new on, to report on the Zoning Board of Appeals. We've already heard. I have nothing new to report on Maple Harbor. For, I would note, just for, I just want to say it out there, is that we've got one not hooked up, Hendershot. I would recommend that we send a notice next month to them to say, hey, your time's, you know, just so no surprise again, we just build in our file, send another notice, you have until
That's right.
to hook up. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay larger fees. And at that time, I recommend that we do something to put it on record that that's required, meaning on record, recorded at the Antrim Register of Deeds, because that property is for sale.
Oh.
It's in the corner of Karen Highway and Birch Lake Road. One of, I call it Garl units in there. It's the cottage. It's not occupied in the wintertime, but there is a for sale sign.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
So at closing, or at closing, should that sell, then we need to collect our fees and assessments.
It
that
should
have been
be disclosed to the buyer, okay? So the title insurance commitment will say there's it's required to be hooked up to the sewer and contact the township.
Wouldn't
and
that
the specifics, because our rate schedule changes. I don't want to put any particular rate on the notice, but just to contact.
Wouldn't it possibly trigger a cash payment in full?
It could, yes. It also might trigger the buyer to say, hook it up, and then I'll buy it.
Yeah, for sure that would
because,
probably happen.
See, just the cash payment doesn't really do it. It's got to be, there's another expense
full
to hook
payment.
It from the line to the building.
So you need to get, that needs to get recorded on that parcel number that there's.
I would recommend that if it doesn't get done.
I agree. Okay.
Sewer extension, we've already talked about. You've got a special meeting this afternoon at 6 p.m. to discuss it. Medical marijuana, or marijuana in general, I have nothing new to report on the state level, but I will reference a publication that's been in the papers for Antrim County. The Village of Central Lake, on its election March 10th, has a proposal to initiate an ordinance to authorize marijuana establishments within the Village of Central Lake. So we'll see what happens. That'll be the first entity in Antrim County, if it passes, to have authorized marijuana. And it's a broad ordinance from the publication. Cemetery, we've already talked about the road names, and you adopt them. Short-term rentals, I have nothing new on it. The Milton Townships is in effect, but it, I mean, it was passed, but it won't take effect till January 1 next year. They have their existing ordinance in effect now, which has been there for quite a few years. The village is still working on their short-term rental ordinance. The local assessing reform, you've heard Doris state that ours complete reassessment, evaluation of new cars will be done in March. I would also note that the, within our February Township Focus, that the State Tax Commission has issued new guidelines for the assessing and how they're going to oversee the assessing in the state of Michigan. I assume that Carlene has a full set of those new restrictions. The main key, I think, on this thing is our boards of review are going to have to be trained. We're already ahead of the game.
Yeah, we have a training session this month as well for two of them.
And I was going to say there is a whole list in this publication. I believe there's 9 meetings all over the state of Michigan. It's on page 9. And then, which is going to be a requirement. I don't think it is for this March board of review, but they're going to start enforcing that, and it's better to have it done. Nothing new on small towers, and MMR, just for notification, the agreement has been signed. It took effect January 1. Shelley has a complete signed copies of it, and we're into a new program.
Is it 5-year or 3-year? 5 years?
Five.
It runs till December 31st, 2024.
At the same rate.
Perfect.
No.
It's not the same rate. It was an increase.
Right.
No, but we're running the next 5 years at the
same
rate.
We're locked in
the
next 5 year rate.
No increases during a 5 year period.
Yeah. All of us thought.
Yeah. And that's all I have for tonight. Except the morning, I guess.
Okay, any questions for Bill? Not hearing any, we'll move on. Township board announcements and correspondence.
I got some.
Go ahead.
You're first, Mike.
Okay. The taxes, summer and winter, are due the 14th, which is this Friday. After that, there's 3% more added to summer and winter taxes. The final payment will be March 2nd, because normally they're all due by the end of February 28th. This is a leap year. 29th falls on a Saturday, so it goes to the following business day on March 2nd. So you can still walk in here on March 2nd. That will be the last day to pay him here. That will have the 3% added to the last penalty to the village, I mean to the school tax and the winter tax. As of March 3rd, they're delinquent. So don't come in and tell me I forgot when you had them for 4 or 5 months sitting on your desk.
So on Friday, how late are you receiving payment?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Same thing on March 2nd. I'll be somebody from the treasurer's office will be there till 5.
Okay.
Believe me, I've heard all the excuses, so don't have to dream up anymore.
Well, you're tough.
Well, maybe a new one would be a surprise.
I'm going to write a book when I retire. And the dog did not eat my tax bill, okay? Come on. Yeah. Or try to shred it.
You could try that one.
I'm done.
Aaron's proposing jury duty. Is jury duty a good excuse?
No. You've had the summer one since July. You had the December one.
Friday at 5 is the last call.
No, that's before the other penalty comes on. March 2nd is the
final call.
Finally.
Dick, what'd you have for us?
On the other various committees that I've been appointed to by you, Dorrance, I have a whole bevy of information. Let's start with the Hertha building. The board is applying and did apply already to various foundations for grants. to replace the windows, the failing window system in there, the $50,000 to $70,000, capital investment in the building. We got approval from the tribe last month, $6,000, and Tom Vranich accepted that at some public media event here last month. So we are at about, I think from memory, $20,000 in the funding of the $50,000 to $70,000 bill.
Good.
And there's applications for four or five other grants out. We haven't, and we're gonna put one into Traverse City, I think Rotary, the one with the oil money.
Okay.
Because they like historical buildings. So we might, you know, and by the summer, actually have enough money to replace those windows at no cost to township.
It's good.
But don't worry, Mike, there's plenty of masonry to go, that goes along with that. So, yeah.
Tell him the rest of the story.
And then on another very popular topic, the library, the lease agreement, operating agreement that is in process of being reworked. I have the draft in ready to present to the library board this Thursday that will rework the existing old lease to make it much more practical with the village, and we'll approve it to the library board, and then we'll send it to the village for their review and changes, whatever they feel necessary to be changed. And there's ongoing meetings with the building committee, of which I'm heading up, and the architects. So I'm going down this afternoon regarding rethinking some of the budget and fee structures. As the fundraising goes along, we may hit a ceiling, so we're trying to figure out if we can get the available money to fit with the project. So
where are you?
Ongoing negotiations with getting the available funds to get the job done, to get the improvement made.
Where are you with the fundraising? I mean, do you have any idea?
Roughly, from memory, between 1.8 and 2 committed.
Just committed?
Committed.
That's good.
So we're halfway there?
Any questions for Dick? So really, the window project is on track. You will hopefully get it this summer.
If we get some money out of Traverse City, if we get another donor here that's gonna come up with another $15,000 to $20,000, we'll be very close to having enough funds to do that. The windows are, by the way, failing right on schedule. So, I mean, it's not gonna come.
They haven't quit?
No, they haven't gotten better, put it that way.
All right. Is there any other topics? Announcements? Okay. If nobody's opposed, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
You got a time?
Yes, it is 10:23.